views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to help illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from Hubbard Radio Studios, KKNW AM 1150 here in the Seattle area. You may also be listening from WBLQ in the northeastern United States, or maybe you're listening on Cable Radio Network or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wherever you are in the world listening today, you're going to be glad you joined me. We're doing something a little bit different today. But first, before I get started, I want to say hello to my better half in the studio. He's the reason you can hear the conversation, Mr. Benny.
I won't take full credit, but I'll take most of the credit. And it'll be a magical day today. I can feel it.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we've got the magical weather to match it.
Mm-hmm,
it is
boot.
Just gorgeous out there.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine. And yeah, it's cold out, but, you know, we here in Seattle will take
February still. Come on.
We'll take sunshine however we can get it.
Yeah.
You know, I was rushing to the studio today because I left. I've been leaving a little bit later and later, which is, you know, I've just gotten so.
Not your normal routine, Christine.
I know. I've started to rely a little bit too much on the little traffic app on my phone.
Uh-oh.
And rely on that. But anyway, you know, it reminded me of the day that I was driving into the studio for another show. And all of a sudden, it sort of hit me out of the blue. We need to do a show on color. And so, you know, I'm driving along and I called my office manager, who's also the associate producer, Peggy Snow, and said, Peggy, we need to do a show on color. Because I realized that color, I'm very sensitive to color. I can't leave the house in the wrong color. And it's not like, oh, it doesn't look good on me. It's like, if it's not right for me that day, it just makes me feel off if
I
do.
Is that the real reason why you relate today?
No, absolutely
okay.
Not.
You turned around like four times. I just can't get past the driveway.
No. It just has to do with, you know, my
creative
process. Sometimes when I'm getting ready in the mornings, you know, it has to do
it
with
is what
writing
it.
It is what it is, yeah. But, you know, the color is really, really important to me. And within a couple of hours, Peggy responded, I've got just the person. And she gave me some links to these videos. And it's our guest today. And she's amazing. Her name is Leanne Venier. And I hope that I'm pronouncing her last name correctly. She is an international award-winning artist, scientist, engineer. Get that, engineer and expert on the science of color and light. You know, she's taken sort of an odd career path, and it kind of mirrors my own in a way, and that's one of the reasons why I really appreciate, you know, who she is now. She was a mechanical engineer, and she was designing submarines, get this, submarines. And then she ended up changing her path and becoming an acupuncturist and an Eastern medicine practitioner, and then she started going on and learning other types of healing and became an artist as well. She uses oil to create these abstract paintings that are just amazing. I really wish we were on television right now so I could show you some of her art. You'll have to go to her website later. It's just amazing. But she's medical doctors and NASA researchers are saying these paintings and other paintings like them that use color and light in particular ways have noticeable healing effects. And yes, we know we can look at a beautiful painting and feel good, but we're talking measurable healing effects. She regularly lectures about the healing effects of color, light frequencies, and art at major medical centers, Mensa and elsewhere. She's been interviewed many times on radio as well as NBC TV. Her artwork has been featured in numerous national and international magazines and won several awards, including Grand Prize of the Jury in Vico del, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this, Hargano, Italy. She was joining the Best of Texas in Dallas, and she was a finalist in the prestigious Hunting Art Prize. Her healing paintings have been sought out for private, medical, and corporate collections around the world. She also teaches people how to use color to tap into their own right brain creativity and natural healing abilities. And she does something called interior wellness design, where she's, you know, teaching people how to bring this into their daily lives so that they have a more balanced and you know, healthful life. She has the Leanne Venier Gallery in Austin, Texas, and she is our guest today. Welcome, Leanne.
Thank you, Christine. That's a great introduction. Thank you, and I'm really happy to be here.
Well, you know, it's funny to listen to your journey. You know, you started out as an engineer, and mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a former research statistician who ended up going into energy healing. So, you know, you're near and dear to my heart in the sense that you started out with a very rational left brain kind of career, and mm-hmm. you chose to go elsewhere. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
Okay, well, I guess the biggest differentiation between my early life and the way I live my life now is that I used to make decisions based on what I thought people's expectations were of me.
Yeah, better done that.
Yeah. So I ended up doing the conventional left brain, you know, engineering. I decided to study engineering because I was very strong in math and science. Uh-huh. But at the same time, I was also very creative. But that wasn't really an option, you know, in my mind as far as making a livelihood out of that sort of thing.
Right,
so
right.
I did what everybody, you know, said, oh, you know, this is a much more reliable career path and do that. And I loved studying. I still obviously love science because it's an everyday part of my life now.
Right.
And but I found that actually working as an engineer was sucking the life out of me. So uh-huh. It was just being in a corporate environment and like not having the ability to have any kind of creativity whatsoever that I just, I finally had an epiphany one day where I realized that, you know what? I don't have to do this. Uh-huh. I have a choice and I can do whatever I want to do. So I had always been interested in alternative healing methods and natural healing, and that goes back to when I was a child. I wouldn't take aspirin when my mother wanted to give it to me. I just had this innate sense that my body would fix itself if I gave it, you know, the proper rest or whatever it needed.
Uh-huh.
So I just had a very strong aversion to taking anything that would you know, adversely affect the way that my body would want to heal itself. So I ended up leaving engineering. I ended up moving to Italy for 7 years, and I started studying all these alternative healing modalities.
Uh-huh.
And over there, you know, in Europe, things are, people are still very connected with the energies of nature. And, you know, every grocery store you go into has its own little herb section. I mean, it's amazing. You know,
oh,
you
wonderful.
Go and you can, not like just going to Whole Foods. I mean, it's like every grocery store and every neighborhood has its own herb shop. So you can go and get yourself back into balance taking herbs anytime you want. And it's much more part of the culture there. So I started with herbology, and then I kind of moved up through all these different realms and finally ended in energy medicine, mm-hmm. which I know that you're very familiar with as well.
Right.
And then I started getting very interested in the meridians and how energy flows through our body and the connection with color and all of that. And I started kind of learning about it, just reading about it. And then I realized this is too big. This uh-huh. is like a huge body of information. So that's when I ended up coming back to the States, and I ended up going back to school for acupuncture and shiatsu
uh-huh.
and ended up having a healing practice working with cancer patients in particular.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't realize how big it was in terms of color and light until I watched your series of videos that are on your website.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I was fascinated, and I would like rewind. It's like, really, did I hear that right? Is that really true? And it's funny because, you know, I've had this innate sense myself that color is really important. And
right.
of course, light feels very important. Living in the Seattle area, I'm originally from Texas. And so I was, you know, born and I was raised in an environment where there was lots of sunlight. For
lots
whatever reason,
sun, yeah.
you know, 25 years ago. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're down in Texas, aren't you, Austin? Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
and,
I am.
You know, I was drawn to the Seattle area, and it feels like a very connected and healing place. And yet we don't get a lot of sunlight. So I know the importance of light, but I was just amazed at all the scientific research that's out there. And we're going to get into that soon. But first of all, what has been your own personal journey in terms of understanding the importance of color within your own life and with your clients as well?
Well, I started, when I was studying Shiatsu, it's all five elements based, and I had studied all about the chakra system and everything, you know, tied in with how we use color energetically in our bodies. And then Shiatsu talks about the actual emotional connections to different colors. And I just started becoming really aware of those connections. And when working with my patients, it was the same thing. And then when I came back, I was in British Columbia to finish my acupuncture training, and I decided there wasn't a lot of sun up there. it was raining all the time.
Like Seattle.
Yeah, and it was supposedly a particularly bad year up there for constant rain, but it was like, this is a sign. I need to go back to where there's sun. Uh-huh. So I ended up coming back to Austin, Texas, which is where I now live. And I ended up starting to paint at that point. And I started doing healing work here and starting to paint at the same time. And then I just felt really drawn to the painting. And what ended up happening, what really kind of made things more concrete, is I had... whenever I would show my paintings, my abstract paintings at the beginning, people would comment to me about how strong of an impact the colors would have on them. Right. And they were almost always drawn to very particular colors. For example, one person might be really drawn to all the red color paintings, or red and orange, or the really high energy paintings. But often it's one specific color that they're drawn to. Or somebody else might be drawn to the blue or the indigo paintings. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so I started to explain to these people one-on-one from the chakra perspective, and as well as the five elements perspective, what those colors actually do in our bodies and why we are drawn to them and what might be out of balance when we're drawn to those particular colors. Uh-huh. So every time I would have these conversations, I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what's happening in my life right now. How did you know that? I'm like, you know it yourself because you're drawn to the color that is going to help bring you back into balance. Your body, it's just kind of like food cravings, you know, if you're deficient in a certain vitamin, your body is going to crave foods that contain that vitamin.
Sure.
So it's the same thing with colors. We naturally crave the colors that bring us back into balance.
And I know you understand this as a practitioner, but we're going to take a quick break here. But when we return, I'm going to want you to share some of the science, because some of the scientific research is just amazing about colors and light affecting things such as cancer. And so when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show, we're going to have more with Leanne Vanier.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you, so don't be afraid.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm having a wonderful conversation today with Leanne Venier. She is a former engineer. She's a scientist, but she's an award-winning artist and healer who understands the power of color and light. Now, Leanne, you know, when I was watching your videos and reading some of the information that you sent to me, I was fascinated by the fact that light can heal all sorts of things.
Yeah. Science now proves it, too.
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. Some of this information has been out there probably for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
But in the society we live in today, people really want the scientific proof. And scientists are showing this. So can you share some of the information about how light and color can be healing?
Okay, well, every single color has different healing properties to it. And we can go through those one at a time, and I can give you individual information about each one of them. There are certain aspects of sunlight that we now know are really beneficial to us. For example, this is something that affects people on an everyday basis because pretty much everybody now has computers or smartphones or iPads, that sort of thing. And about 15 years ago, they discovered this blue light photoreceptor in our eye. This is different from the rods and cones that they've known about for a very long time.
Okay.
And what the blue light photoreceptor does is it, when you go outside on a clear day and you see the blue sky, your eye is very particularly attuned to that very specific wavelength, and you see that color blue, and it immediately tells your body, oh, it's the middle of the day, shut off melatonin production. And melatonin is a very important hormone in our body, and one of the many things that it does is it controls our sleep and wake cycle, so it helps you get sleepy at night. So when you go out in the middle of the day and you see that blue light, it tells your body, oh, it's the middle of the day, I need to shut off melatonin, I need to be wide awake now. Now, this is perfect. You know, the problem is if you live in a very cloudy climate, you're not always going to get that exposure. So that's where problems like seasonal affective disorder can come in, which is a type of depression caused by lack of blue light.
Time they said, you know, it was lack of sunlight, and they had these huge contraptions that cost a fortune that you'd have to sit in front of for at least, you know, I don't know, 15 minutes, a few times a day or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying it's not the full spectrum.
It's not the full spectrum. No, and that was what they believed. I mean, this is a very common recurrence in, you know, science. I mean, they figure out something works in this particular whatever it is. You know, like there are a number of things that they fine-tuned over time. They know that there's something in sunlight that does certain things, like healing babies with jaundice, for example, but it takes them a while before they fine-tune and figure out exactly what wavelength it is. So in the case of these blue light photoreceptors, which they didn't know about. I mean, 15 years is really recent in medical
terms. Absolutely.
You know, it takes a long time for a discovery to come and, like, for execution to be manifested in the, you know, the hospital and the medical realm. So that's actually a short period of time. So, so what they discovered, what they thought early on was that it was bright light therapy that would help seasonal affective disorder, and it did. Like you said, they were these huge contraptions that had to sit on your tabletop. I have pictures of them in my YouTube talk. And they work, but you had to sit in front of them for a lot longer because they only had a small percentage of blue light. And they knew that they were working, but they didn't know why. I mean, they assumed it was lack of sunlight in general. But it turned out that then, in, you know, again, very recently in 2002, a scientist discovered that it's this blue light, very narrow band of wavelengths that control our circadian rhythms, our daily wake-sleep cycles. So then they started creating blue light therapy devices. So they're very tiny. They emit a very specific wavelength of blue light. You have them. You don't even have to be sitting and not doing anything else in front of them. You have it like sitting on your tabletop off to the side. You can be working on your computer, whatever, and anywhere from 10 to 40 minutes, depending on what you're trying to treat. You know, 10 to 15 minutes is pretty much all you need for most situations, whether you're treating seasonal affective disorder, PMS. It also works with PMS symptoms.
Oh, wow.
Delayed sleep phase syndrome, which is a very common phenomenon. And a lot of people aren't even aware that they have it. And I was one of those people where I could not go to bed before 3 a.m. And then
you sound like me.
It was terrible. And it was really affecting my life. Are you still doing that now?
Well, I probably stay up till at least 1.
Yeah. Well, you can shift it back if you want to go back earlier. It's really hard to shift it back just on your own because your body clock is set a certain way. So what was happening was I was going to bed between 3 and 4 every night. And then I'd wake up, you know, in the morning around 9 or 10, but I'd be exhausted all day until about 2 o'clock. I just could not wake up and be like, oh my God, I'm so tired. And then as I was doing research for one of my talks last year, this is like, I really only discovered this about a year, like just over a year ago. I came across this delayed sleep phase syndrome information. I'm like, oh my God, that's what I have, where I can't go to bed early. I try and I just like lie in bed staring at the ceiling.
Why does this happen to people?
It happens. Well, you can, if you're not getting enough sun exposure for one thing during the day, the one of the best ways and the easiest ways to reset your body clock, besides using a blue light therapy device, is just to get regular sunlight every day. So, and not push your natural rhythms out of sync at night so this is where I was talking about the iPads and electronic devices, because those devices actually emit a very high percentage of that very specific wavelength that your blue light photoreceptors see, and they think, oh, it's the middle of the day, shut off melatonin production.
iPads and the computers and the iPhones
are telling
our body, it's time to stay awake, it's time to stay awake.
Yeah, you know, because back when we were in caveman days, you know, you needed to be awake and alert in the middle of the day, so you didn't get eaten by whatever saber-toothed tiger around. But now, I mean, so in a lot of times people are working inside their offices and they're not getting any exposure to blue light during the day. So your body's like, I don't know what time of day it is. So you see this blue light from especially iPads or any kind of tablet in particular are very bad because there's such a big surface area and it's right in front of your face.
Right.
So you're getting a very high percentage of those blue light rays going into your eyes. So I've talked to countless people that, you know, they got an iPad and immediately afterwards they're like, I can't sleep at night. I don't know what's going on. Uh-huh. And I'm like, well, it's probably your iPad. So anyway, there's actually easy fixes if you absolutely have to use your iPad at night. You can get these amber colored overlays, and on your computer you can get a free program. It's called F.LUX. There's more information about that on my website, but it cuts out the blue light rays. But the best thing is to just stop using those at least an hour and a half before you go to bed, because that's how long, if you look at blue light, your body will stop producing melatonin for at least an hour and a half.
Okay. Well, and that's really interesting, too, because the flip side of that, too, is not getting enough during the daytime. So it throws the body out. That's another thing you mentioned. And it just throws me back to the situation in the summertime, you know, as a parent watching children go outside, spend the day out in the sunlight. And yes, mm-hmm. indeed, in the summertime, we do get sunshine here in Seattle. And then watch them sleep so soundly, you know, go to bed at a reasonable hour and then sleep well until the next day.
Yep.
So,
and I just got back from almost a month in Peru, and a good portion of the time, especially the final 2 weeks, I had no electricity. I was staying out in the Amazon jungle.
Oh, wow.
And I had been, before I left, I was working a lot and kind of like I had reset my body clock last year. Instead of going to bed at 3 to 4 in the morning, I shifted it to be going to bed between midnight and 1 a.m.,
uh-huh.
which actually suits my lifestyle. I chose to do that. So when I was in Peru, my body clock actually got shifted back even further, so that
right.
when I came back from the trip, because I was following the natural rhythms of the daytime, you know,
it's
like after 10 o'clock at night, you can only sit around chatting by candlelight for so many hours, and you can't, there's like no electricity, so you're not playing with your iPads or anything like that.
Sure.
And so when I got back for the first couple weeks, I was just, 10 o'clock at night, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so tired, I'm going to bed. And I was waking up before dawn, and it's still kind of like that. I've been pushing it back a little because going to bed at 10 o'clock is a little bit too early for my personal lifestyle.
Mm, right.
So I've been, you know, forcing it past that point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard to force your body clock to go in the other direction, I've found personally. So
mm-hmm.
that's where if you go out in the middle of the day and even, you know, getting, you know, 10 to 20 minutes of sunshine, this part is just all you need is to be able to see the light through your eyes. There are other immense benefits to getting sunlight on your skin we can talk about after. But so, you know, spending a few minutes, it tells your body, and especially if you go out earlier in the day, it tells your body it's the middle of the day
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And this is, oh, now I know when it hits several hours from now, that's going to be nighttime. And I'm going to start producing melatonin. So you just, after a few days of doing that, you just start naturally getting sleepy much earlier than you probably are used to.
Fascinating. Before we go to break, can you please share with our listeners what your website is?
Oh, sure. It's www.leannevenier.com. And you spell that L-E-A-N-N-E, V as in Victor, E-N-I-E-R.com,
okay.
leannevenier.com.
Great. Well, when we return, more about the science and the soul of color and light when we return with Leanne Vignier on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, How did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, Stellar Conversations to Illuminate Your Journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Everything you do, yeah, they were all yellow. I came along, I wrote a song for you.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in the northeastern United States, Cable Radio Network, and, of course, TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm having a conversation today with Leanne Venier. She is an amazing conglomeration of the right brain and the left brain together. She's a former engineer at Lockheed. She used to design submarines, of all things. She's an international award-winning artist, and she's a scientist who really appreciates the information out there about color and light, and she sort of puts it all together in ways that makes it accessible for us to use in our daily lives. Now, Leanne, before the break, we were talking about the power of light to heal. And there's a run-of-the-mill example that's just become widely accepted in medicine. Can you share a little bit about that?
I was just talking about blue light and how it resets our biological clock and our circadian rhythms. There's another application of blue light, a different wavelength that actually was discovered in the 1950s. And they found out back then that you can use blue light to cure babies of jaundice. A lot of times babies are born and then within a few days they develop jaundice. And most people that I've talked to have known somebody with a baby or their own baby had developed jaundice.
Sure.
And what they do in the hospital, they take the baby and they stick it under blue light, and that's all they do. The story of how it was discovered, because this is the way a lot of these things kind of come about. They're discovered completely by accident, in the UK where this was discovered in the 1950s, the nurses that were working in the baby unit already knew that the babies with jaundice, if they took them out into the sunlight, it would make them better. But they didn't know why, and it was just like, well, is it a fluke? Anyway, so one day there's a baby, clearly has jaundice, baby's all yellow. They take a blood sample from that baby, they send it to the lab, and then the lab technician, he's busy, he doesn't get around to testing that blood sample for a while. He sticks it in the windowsill. And then a few hours later, he goes to test the blood sample, and he's like, wait a minute, this baby doesn't have jaundice. This blood sample doesn't have any indication of, you know, that the baby has jaundice. And they're like, well, yeah, the baby has jaundice. Go look at it. It's all yellow.
Right.
And that was the beginning where they realized, okay, so the sunlight is doing something to change the actual blood. And I won't get into a lot of the chemistry of it. But anyway, so they knew that it was the sunlight, and then they eventually isolated that it was a specific wavelength of blue light. So now that's become the hospital standard all around the world for treating jaundice. But it literally took over 10 years before it came to the United States, even after it was published in The Lancet, which is a famous medical journal. And that's how long it takes for these things to get into, you know, adopted into the Western medical realm.
Right.
It's a long process.
So much of what's considered to be alternative that eventually gets to be accepted, there's a lot of resistance to the acceptance. It's like conventional medicine has a tendency to put blinders on. And, you know, I don't like to think in terms of, you know, doctors just not being open-minded. It's just they've been trained in a particular way. and they're geared more towards the pharmaceuticals, and it's what they reach for because that's what they know to do. And so it does take a while for this to kind of the alternative to infiltrate into the mainstream and become part of the mainstream. And it's great that this light therapy is just normal, conventional medicine now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the reason that the jaundice situation got embraced so wholeheartedly and very quickly relative to lots of other therapeutic modalities that take much longer than 10 years. The reason for that is because the only way that they could treat jaundice before this was by doing a blood transfusion, which can be very dangerous.
Oh, my gosh.
And, so jaundice itself, a lot of cases aren't that extreme, but you can have very extreme cases of jaundice where the baby can suffer brain damage. So it is a very serious situation. Mm-hmm. So as soon as they found this, oh, my God, this is like a totally non-invasive method. Uh-huh. It's very low cost. We can do this and treat these babies and completely cure them in a very short amount of time, it became, used all the way around the world. Mm-hmm. But what I always tell people when I tell this story is, like, just keep in mind, and a lot of people aren't aware that when you go out into sunlight, you're getting all of the colors of the spectrum. So it's like when you see a rainbow, you see the different colors of light that are coming down to you every time you stand out in that white light. And the colors are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Uh-huh. So blue is one of those colors, just like the blue light photoreceptors see that type of blue in the sky. So when you go out into the sunlight, you're getting a small percentage of that exact same blue light that will cure jaundice. Mm-hmm. So you can take your baby and put the baby out into the sun, and it's it's free, and the baby will still recover from the jaundice. It'll just take a little bit longer because in another analogy that I use is it's like a multivitamin versus a high dosage vitamin C pill, for example.
Sure. And so, it's broad spectrum. Because it's got all the different colors of light, the sunshine does.
Exactly. Yeah. The broad spectrum sunlight is equivalent to a multivitamin, and the individual colors, like isolating those color that blue light and putting it into a little device that you can use in the hospital or at home. They have home devices now too. That's like getting a higher concentration of vitamin C. For example, if you start to come down with a cold, you're not going to take 10 multivitamins. You're just going to take like a higher dosage of vitamin C instead of taking like a small amount and 10 multivitamins.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you talk about getting out into the sun. Now, for many years now, decades now, we've been hearing all sorts of warnings. And yet, if we heed those warnings and always put sunscreen on before we go out, does it have detrimental effect on our health?
Yes. And now there's all kinds of research going on about this. It's starting to hit mainstream, but now everybody's kind of backpedaling and going, oops, I think we made a mistake about being so conservative about telling people to avoid sun, because now they've found that, yes, avoiding the sun completely, you probably still could get skin cancer, but your risk of getting skin cancer is a lot lower.
Sure.
If you never get sunburned, your risk of getting skin cancer is extremely low anyway. But what they've found now is that by avoiding sunlight and by putting sunscreen on all the time, many sunscreens of which are very, very toxic, we can talk about that later, but the problem with putting on sunscreen all the time, not just the toxicity effect of the sunscreen itself, but you are blocking the sun's rays, and they now know that we need UVA, we need UVB, and we need all of the color rays that come from the sun. And most of the research has been done on the UVA and UVB as far as the necessity for getting sun exposure. And so they know that, you need UVB to get vitamin D. Uh-huh. And vitamin D is actually a hormone. It's not a vitamin. So it's something that your body produces naturally. Yes, it's not a vitamin. A lot of people think it's a misnomer calling it a vitamin.
Okay.
And it's literally connected to like every organ system in our body. I mean, everything in our body needs vitamin D essentially to function. So so by avoiding the sun, you're not getting the natural vitamin D production you should be getting. And you can take supplemental vitamin D, and you have to be careful when you're doing that, because if you're not taking enough, that's a problem. And you can also take too much.
Sure.
And your body can't regulate the artificial, the vitamin D that you take orally. So you can get too much of it. in most cases, people are getting too little. But right. by going out into the sun and getting natural production of vitamin D, our bodies are designed to take in the sunlight and to naturally create this vitamin D. You create huge amounts of vitamin D in just a very short amount of time. And your body then stores it. It's not like vitamin C that gets flushed out of your system. Your body actually stores it and then uses it and keeps it. We were designed this way because we have these cycles in nature where we have winter, we have summer. So when it's the summertime, our bodies, you know, we expose our bodies to sunshine, we create a lot of vitamin D, and that actually ends up getting used up during the winter mm-hmm. when there's less sun that we have the opportunity to get UVB.
Sure.
Anyway, so they now know that by not getting sunshine, regular sunshine with no sunscreen, you're actually dramatically increasing your risk of getting at least 16 different types of cancer, most of which are much more deadly than skin cancer.
Wow. Can you name some of those cancers?
Oh, well, breast cancer, I mean, that's been directly connected. You know, in Denmark, they actually, the government reimbursed women that were doing night shift work, mm-hmm. and a lot of them developed breast cancer. And the government then realized, ooh, we actually, the fact that these women were working nights and sleeping during the day dramatically increased their risk of getting breast cancer. And they
so swing shift can be dangerous.
It's very dangerous, yeah. So they classified night shift work now as an industrial hazard. So they actually reimbursed all of these women significant amounts of money because they felt like we should have known this and we should have warned you before you took this job. So anybody who's doing night shift work, anybody who's, you know, a flight attendant, people who are working in hospitals nights, mm-hmm. what any time that you're shifting your clock so you're not getting any natural sun exposure, you're really dramatically increasing the risk of breast cancer. I mean, there are others, prostate cancer, lung cancer. I mean, pretty much all of the serious cancers that are out there. And they actually now believe, I mean, these are just the 16 that they've actually tested and
sure.
found a direct correlation with vitamin D deficiency. And they believe that it's actually all, if not most, if not all of the cancers would be your risk of getting them would be dramatically reduced if you're getting the proper amount of sun exposure. And that's a very important thing as well,
right.
the proper amount.
And scientists probably do understand this connection between sunshine and vitamin D, but who knows what about our bodies they don't understand yet. And there may be other connections as well to the benefits of sunshine.
Well, exactly. And that's the other part when I talk about the different wavelengths of the color energies that are coming from the sun. I mean, the jaundice, the blue light treatments, there's all kinds of research being done on different red light applications.
Uh-huh.
For example, NASA started doing research about probably 15, 20 years ago. They know that it accelerates wound healing. People can use it for treating arthritis. It stimulates collagen. A lot of spas, I mean, women may have heard of this because it's commonly offered in spas getting a red light treatment because uh-huh. it reduces wrinkles. And the way that it's doing that, you shine the red light on your skin and then it goes in and it stimulates the cells actually to regenerate themselves. So that's how it can heal wounds more quickly. It's pretty fascinating. And you can get little red light, you know, devices that you can use at home and do all of this for very, very inexpensively.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, and you can also use red light. A lot of people suffer from allergies.
Uh-huh.
And this is all scientifically validated. There have been like hundreds and hundreds of studies just on red light alone.
Amazing.
And for treating allergies, you shine red light up your nose. They have
uh-huh.
little devices that you stick up your nostril. They're quite cute, but you don't actually need that. You can just take a regular red light device and shine it up your nose. And
uh-huh.
I've actually personally done that, and it makes a huge difference in a very short amount of time.
And it's probably a particular range of the frequency, right, as opposed to like any red light, or is it a specific
yeah, well,
range?
If you're using an LED light device, I mean, you want to avoid lasers typically. I mean, they're often used in medical surgery
uh-huh.
And other things. But yeah, lasers you don't need, and they're very expensive, and they only hit a very fine point. LED lights are very affordable now, uh-huh. and you can isolate the wavelength, the specific wavelength. And in red light in particular, the optimal wavelength for all of the healing aspects of it in terms of regenerating cells is 660 nanometers, uh-huh. which is just the measure of the length of the wave
right.
of
okay.
light.
We've got to go to another quick break. More okay. with Leanne Vigneault when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. Talking to you today from sunny Seattle. And I'm going to make sure I get outside and get some sunlight on my skin because based on what my guest Leanne Vigneault has been telling me, it's a good thing. So, Leanne, you know, this hour is just flying by, and I know there's a wealth of information about the specific color. There are all sorts of colors. You know, you went through all the colors in the spectrum of light, a spectrum of sunlight. And there's a lot of information out there. You've shared a little bit of it over the air today about the healing powers of it. But when it comes to color in our daily lives and you know, things like art, things like furnishings, clothing, how do those colors affect us? And why should we be paying attention to that?
Well, each of the different colors actually affects us on a physiological and an emotional level. And there is a lot of scientific research that supports some of the colors. They haven't done research on all of them, but we also know this, and all the scientific research now is supporting directly what they've known for thousands of years in Chinese medicine and in the whole chakra system. So everything is, you know, basically the science is saying, oh, okay, well, they were right all along about these things, and discovering even more specific applications about how they affect us on a cellular level, which is what I was talking about with the LED devices.
Sure.
But so we are naturally drawn, as I think I mentioned earlier, to colors that help bring us back into balance. Mm-hmm. Just like vitamins, we're drawn to certain foods that have vitamins where we're deficient. So you can, for example, the color red. And this is one that, you know, red and blue are colors that most people kind of have a sense of. Like, red is a very stimulating color,
sure,
for one thing. It stimulates the fight or flight response. It's used in all danger signs and warning signs. It catches your attention. Stoplights are always, you know, red.
Uh-huh.
And things like fast food logos. I mean, all fast food businesses use red and yellow in their logos. And the reason they use the red is because it speeds everything up. So when you're naturally drawn to red, it's usually because of a situation where you're feeling like you need uplifting energy. You need that joyful, like the strong energy to kind of give you it's very equivalent to drinking a cup of coffee, because it stimulates the sympathetic nervous system. So it speeds up heart rate, speeds up blood flow. Just staring at the color red, they've actually measured this scientifically. Just looking at the color red causes all these physiological responses in your body. So if you're naturally drawn to the color red in general in your life, or when you're out shopping or whatever, and it's not your normal go-to color, especially when something like that, it usually will indicate that you're having a time period where you need more of that uplifting energy. And that's just in really simple terms. There's a lot more information about the individual colors on my website.
Yeah. And it's, your website's got a wealth of information on it.
It does.
So one of the things I'm so fascinated about is the fact that you just started painting one day, and your paintings, there's something about the light within the paintings. It's not just the vibrant colors and beautiful, beautiful paintings, you know, abstract paintings. And I personally am more drawn to the indigo, the lavenders. You know, I also like some of the greens, but, you know, I really like magenta as well, but it's more towards that end of the spectrum. I would never have red in my house. I might have burgundy, something that's muted, you know, or like a reddish purple, but never red. But art itself, it's like you show such vibrancy within the art. Can you tell us just like in 1 minute or less about your process of bringing what's inside you or flows through you onto the canvas?
Okay. 1 minute or less. That's the challenge for me.
I know. We're running out of time here.
Okay. So I started painting. It's now 7 years that I started painting. And I just knew when I first started working with color that I wanted to be as far away from the left brain engineering state as possible. So I was starting to meditate at the same time. So I get into this very, like a kind of meditative state, and I don't allow any judgment to happen. And I just kind of start working with the color that I'm drawn to on that particular day, which is why I have, you know, so many different layers in my paintings, and many of them have multiple layers of different color in them. So that's where you're getting that really intense depth that comes through even stronger when you see the work in person than in digital photographs. But it's because of all these very thin layers of paint, and because I think, you know, the way that I'm creating them, I'm just tapping into this, you know, creative source. I'm not judging or analyzing or anything. I just kind of go, and I don't erase. I don't go backwards. My mantra when I first started was there are no mistakes.
Mm.
So basically I'm just kind of channeling something, and it's bringing through this kind of inner light energy that people then pick up, which I was kind of surprised about at the beginning. I mean, I had no idea until I kept hearing about it over and over again, and then realized I think it's the that visionary kind of state that I get into, that meditative state that helps to kind of channel this through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I really wish we had time to talk about biophotons and, you know, interactions based on that, but that will have to be another show.
Yeah.
I would love to have you back again.
I'd love to be back.
Oh, great. Well, can you share with our listeners how they can find out more information about all this? Because you're a wealth of information.
Yes. Well, again, a lot of this information, especially about the individual color properties, about sunscreen and vitamin D, melatonin, proper sun exposure, all of that is on my website. There are free screen savers on my website, so people can actually download them and put them on their desktop.
And they're gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, my website, again, is www.leannevenier.com, L-E-A-N-N-E, V as in Victor, E-N-I-E-R.
Great. And you should go, and you know, if you're interested in the healing properties of color and light, watch the videos, navigate your way through her wonderful website. Leanne, you know, it's been a joy connecting with you, and I'm so grateful for all the information you're sharing, as well as your beautiful art.
Thank you, Christine. And it's been a real pleasure being here, and we got through such a tiny amount
of information. I know, I've got to have you back. You know, it would be wonderful to have
you
on
again. I'd love to.
Yeah. And to you who are listening right now, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Christine Upchurch Show, and I look forward to talking to you again next Friday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.